98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45 on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Woman suffers critical injuries in house fire in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood.
Two.
Student from Kenya killed in car trash truck accident east of Wichita.
One.
Man accidentally shoots himself in the head with a nail gun in Derby. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
And let's take a look at the traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. We have that stalled vehicle in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg at Sycamore, and now the Kansas Highway Patrol is showing traffic on Kellogg backed up all the way to West Street.
Wow.
All the way from Sycamore to West.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we believe that's in the eastbound lanes, so that's not going well right now during the morning commute. Mm-hmm. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Cloudy and windy today with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 42 degrees. Wednesday's high was 55, today 42. Now we're gonna have north wind gusting up 25 miles per hour or more. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 28. Now for Friday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow we're at 48 for a high. Now cloudy sky. We've got a north wind gusting up to 32 miles per hour and 40 degrees. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and I want to take another look, if I may, quickly at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. And there are some, it looks like some light showers brewing up down in Cowley County, directly to the south of Wichita. And over toward the east from there, over to Arkansas City and into the southeast corner of the state. It's all moving to the, basically to the north, northeast, that is. Now, there's a long, skinny line of showers south of Great Bend moving basically in this direction, but no threat at this time. So we've got basically cloudy sky, and the echoes are showing you could see a little drop here and there around Sedgwick County. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. And the Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. Mm-hmm. How early do you finish your Christmas gift shopping? By the time December rolls around, I'm almost done, gets 21%. I'll finish with a couple of weeks to spare, 29%. Or I'll be rushing around right up until Christmas Eve, 50%. I'm in number two. I finished pretty much with a couple of weeks to spare, but I haven't done a lot this year. I still need to buy probably one more item for the wife.
It's easy to go Christmas shopping if you don't do much.
Yeah, and yeah, it's easy to do that. Yeah, you're going to be rushing around the last minute.
Yeah, that will be the case. Yeah.
So anyway, there's our poll. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com, and you can be a part of that. Just like I voted this morning. A part of the poll every day. Just one more exciting thing we do. The hot labor market has not resulted in a pay boost for the majority of Americans. A new Bankrate survey finds that among employed Americans, 62% report not getting a pay raise or better paying job in the past year. Now that's up from last year when 52% said they had not received a pay raise or a better paying job. Yet only 25% of respondents in the new survey say they'll look for a new job in the next year. So they're not getting any raises.
They want the stability of keeping that job, but their pay also stays stable. It doesn't increase.
Well, that's right. Stocks couldn't hang on to a big gain Wednesday, but they still finished broadly higher. That helped reverse some of the market's big losses from the week before. The S&P 500 index rose 14 points. The Dow gained 157, and the NASDAQ composite jumped by 66 points. Oil prices are down a bit. A benchmark U.S. crude oil fell 1% to $52.15 a barrel in New York. The House has easily passed the Farm Bill, a massive legislative package that reauthorizes agriculture programs and food aid. The bill reauthorizes agriculture and conservation programs, funds, trade programs, expands support for struggling dairy farmers, and legalizes the cultivation of industrial hemp. Legislation has already passed the Senate and is now headed to President Trump, who is expected to sign it. The Farm Bill. Every year we talk about this and hear about this. Of course, in Kansas, we had a lot of farms, but also there's a lot connected with that that has more to do with social programs as well that involve commodities and so forth. Now, are you a betting person? New Jersey's sports betting market is closing in on the $1 billion mark after less than 6 months of operation. Figures released by the State Division of Gaming Enforcement show New Jersey's casino and racetrack-based sports books took in over $330 million worth of bets in November. Gamblers in the state have plunked down $928 million on sports events, and since sports betting began in mid-June. Of course, Ted, as we were talking about earlier, the Supreme Court has approved approving betting on sports events.
Yeah, it looks like that door is opening, or Pandora's box, perhaps.
So far, nothing in Kansas, right?
It's only a matter of time before I think a lot of states start getting in on this.
I think you're right, and Kansas will probably jump on this. Maybe in this next session somebody will bring it up when it starts in January in Topeka. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted.
I think there might still be legal challenges to it, so I think that some states are still waiting on
it. Just kind of see how it
– To see if it – they don't want to spend all this money on sports gambling if it somehow gets overturned or something like
that. Well, you go to the – never mind. I was going to mention Fremont, Nebraska, where they pay people. All right, 7:51, Steve and Ted. Growth for a Wichita Aviation Company. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita's Yingling Aviation is expanding. The aircraft services company has leased 50,000 square feet of additional space in a building at Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport. The building next to Yingling, once used by Hawker Beechcraft Services. Yingling CEO Lynn Nichols says the new space will be used for aircraft painting services. A South Carolina man was arrested in Park City, charged with running a Ponzi scheme. 51-year-old Thomas Lanzana is accused of defrauding 20 customers out of $900,000. Lanzana is also a former New Jersey resident. The U.S. Attorney's Office didn't say why Lanzana was in Park City. He was expected to be charged with one count of wire fraud, one count of commodities fraud. The Wichita Business Journal announcing the winners of the 2019 CFO Award. 17 area professionals will be recognized for their work at a January luncheon. 2019 marks the 10th year for the CFO Awards. In that time, 156 CFOs have been honored. The names of the winners featured in a gallery at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Don't know if you've been listening, but Ted and I and Gordon have been talking about the people in Fremont, Nebraska, who have voted to continue their contract with Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, paying him $10,000 a year, and he hasn't done any work for them for about 4 years. And we're just wondering how one goes about getting free money without working, and I thought I might ask you. You're not.
Well, I think we have to ask Secretary Kobach about that.
He knows something we don't.
He has achieved that goal, so.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep struggling on here and earning our paycheck. Okay? Today is National Day of the Horse. Equus caballus.
I say nay.
Equus caballus was introduced in North America by Spanish explorers, you know. Yep. Escaped horses eventually spread across the American Great Plains, and the Native American, our Indian friends, took advantage of that. And so it's the Day of the Horse. How are you on horses? I know you probably played a little polo up there at the Pembroke Academy in Kansas City when you were a kid, huh?
Never played any polo up there, but I had a friend who had some horses, and we rode horses quite a bit through high school and a little bit into college.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, quarter horses, yeah.
Not you, Gordon. You a horsey guy there?
Well, yeah. In fact, my first horseback ride was, I was about 4 months old, and my dad holding me, and had horses all my life.
I know.
I think Gordon was Gordon won the national finals rodeo, didn't you?
Yeah, bareback I did. Bronc riding. Bull riding.
I know a couple of guys who rodeo or have. One of them is a guy named Jim Brown, and he wears these belt buckles that are as big as a TV screen. You know. And then I think my wife's orthopedic surgeon, is it Dr. Cusick? Isn't he? Or is it Dr. Miller out there? One of those guys.
Oh, Miller, yeah.
He's a rodeo guy.
He operated on me once, my shoulder.
Oh, be darned.
Man, great guy.
Yeah.
Youth rodeo. Oh, Chris Miller's a great guy.
Okay, well, there you go. See, so if it's the Day of the Horse.
Day of the Horse.
And I'm going to celebrate by horsing around today. Get it?
I got it, yeah.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with us here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we'll have the latest on a fatal crash involving an international student east of Wichita. Ted Woodward has sports and a special guest this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be having our weekly chat, a special Thursday edition with Mitch Holtis, previewing tonight's Chiefs game. We'll talk with Mitch coming up in about 15 minutes.
Plus entertainment news. You've got the Blur this morning as well.
Yes, a jam-packed edition of The Blur, some good birthdays and observances, and it's a lot of good information. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on KNSS. Presented by Hefner's TV and Electronics.